This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Cross. What cross do you must bear? And he tells us to take it up daily. You may have won yesterday, but it's a new day. Have you took up the cross today in following Christ? And then he tells us to follow him. Here's our last verse here, and we're going to wrap it up and get communion. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. I love this. This is when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was about to die on the cross for the sins of the world. And listen to what he says here. You got to get it. He said, saying, Father, if thou be willing, see, that's the humanity of him, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Wow. Can we get there when we say, Lord, not my will, not what I want to do, not how the world has conditioned me and formed me. No matter, Jesus says, remove this cup if it be possible. Now, he knew it wasn't, but he has given us that to show us his humanity. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Can we get to the point that we die to ourselves and do the will of God? We have been so conditioned by the world to be comfortable, to be entertained, and to just enjoy our white picket fence and bother no one. But I'm telling you, that may be the American dream, but it is a nightmare. God wants you to give your life for Him. The Bible says, if you save your life, you shall lose it. But if you lose it for Him, you shall save it. What sacrifices must you make to come out of that comfort that you're in? Christ is talking to us today that we need to come out of our comfort zone. If you're not effectively going after someone for Christ and shining as that light, you are in your comfort zone. You have no concern about telling someone or encouraging someone. It's all about you. I'm telling you today, as Amos said many years ago, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Jesus told us this in Luke 13:3. He says, nay, I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Jesus Christ came to save us, and He wants us to repent of our sin. We must recognize that we are a sinner and we can't save ourselves. And then once you see Christ for who He said He is, the Son of God, and then you accept Him into your heart, as the Bible said, you simply have to believe. That's all you do. Once you finally recognize who Jesus is and you believe that He rose again that third day with all power, the Bible say at that instant you are saved. So I would like to close there and just ask you the question, are you at ease in Zion? Or even, are you in the body of Christ? For those that are not in the body of Christ, I ask that you just believe right now that you are a sinner. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and on the third day He rose from the grave. If you've done that, praise God. There's a prayer that affirms that. That prayer doesn't save you. I want to be clear. This prayer only affirms what has taken place in your heart. Romans chapter 10:9 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And if you've done that, we pray that you drop us a line at Minutes of Truth. So we thank you for that message today. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.